oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Good afternoon. As many as 50 migrants, many of them Pakistanis, may have drowned in the latest deadly wreck involving people trying to make the crossings from West Africa to the Canary Islands, so the migrant rights group Walking Borders said yesterday. Moroccan authorities rescued 36 people on Wednesday from a boat that had left Mauritania on January the 2nd, with 86 migrants, including 66 Pakistanis, on board, the group said. 44 of those presumed to have drowned were from Pakistan, so Walking Borders CEO Elena Maleno said on social media. Asked about what warnings it had received from non-governmental organisations regarding a missing boat, Spain's Maritime Rescue Service said it had learned on January the 10th about a vessel that had left Mauritania and was experiencing problems, but could not confirm if it was the same boat. The service said it had carried out air searches without success and had warned nearby ships. Walking Borders said it had alerted authorities from all countries involved 6 days ago about the missing boat. Alarm Phone, a non-governmental organisation that provides an emergency phone line for migrants lost at sea, also said it had alerted Spain's Maritime Rescue Service on January the 12th about a boat in distress. Citing the Walking Borders post, the Canary Islands regional leader Fernando Clavijo expressed his sorrow for the victims of the latest wreck and urged Spain and Europe to act to prevent further tragedies. The Atlantic cannot continue to be the graveyard of Africa, Clavijo said. They cannot continue to turn their backs on this humanitarian drama. A Spanish man has been kidnapped in North Africa, so the foreign ministry said this morning without providing details. Local media reported that the man was kidnapped in southern Algeria by an Islamist group and taken to Mali. Spain is in the middle of a dispute between Morocco and Algeria over the Western Sahara, which was controlled by Spain until 1975 and is now claimed by Morocco and the Algerian-backed Polisario Front, which seeks its independence. And the leaders of two main Catalan separatist parties agreed to pressure Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to make more political concessions to Catalonia. Oriol Junqueras of the left-wing ERC and Carles Puigdemont of the right-wing JxCat met at the Waterloo residence near Brussels, where the former Catalan president remains in self-exile. After the meeting, both separatist parties issued a joint statement confirming the agreements to promote spaces for coordinated work on shared objectives. The central government's stability depends on the support of 7 JxCat deputies in Madrid and the other 7 of the ERC, as well as 2 main pro-independence Basque formations. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.